Good afternoon or evening. So we're holding here in the shtickle. It's the middle of Chav Ches about Tomer, and it says, So she sent him Beremiza. She sent him all her stuff, and she said, "Whoever it is that gave me this thing, that's to whom I'm hara." V'teimale meima. Why didn't she tell it to him outright, just to you? So, b'meila, this is the very famous Chazal, Noyach lel Adam, that he should be, that so she would rather have gone into the Kivshin Ha'ish and been burnt rather than embarrass him. So, if he's willing to step forth, he's willing to step forth. If not, not. Very, very famous Gemara. Let's take a look at the Maral over here. Noyach lel Adam. So, it's true that what happened over here was that there was a kifshin, and the question was, she'd have to be burnt. Sorry, she'd have to be burnt, or she would, or speak about him. So, l'chura, on the one hand, it makes sense to say from this gemara makar noich l'adam and so on. The shaila is, Is there something as a klal that it's that Chazal being madgish by Noach Lelada? So Maral says yes. Kedarkoi, it's not just a mikra; it happened to be a fire, and she was ready to jump in. So we see it's Noach Lelada. Af ki kivshana eishu kilyan god lahasala mikivshana eish. Af ki einoi doimel arigo skila shani kilyan gomash shalom menu. So he says like this. He says the special difficulty of Aish is that Aish is something that is total destruction. When you burn something down, you leave nothing. When somebody else goes through a different type of hariga, the goof is around, it's dead. Here the pshat is, it's a total kiloyan. Aval kivsha is kolat smoysa nifsodin. Mi komakoyim ein hefzid kol kach ma hefzid rolden tzolom odom. Ka mal mi gavir barab ma tzon sha odom shud varloi ki nivdal. Shekein omru kibitzelem elekimas asadom, hu mikabla hefzid. The hefzid zayin a tivi. V'lafuke kivshana eish imu mafzid ha'atzomus ha'atzmus ein apoyel b'tzom lekim. V'ein zirak l'misit la'odom t'guv shibitivi. So he says like this. This is an inyan that Maral says in a few places, in many places, the broader inyan, and in some places, the more specific inyan. We divide up, one of the ways to divide up Tzuras Adam is as follows. You have the guf, you have the nefesh. You have the tzura of the person as he is with a nefesh in a guf. And that creates a certain aura to the person. It creates a certain sense which he calls Tzel Malakim. Now, it's Tzel Malakim is the special chayin, the special ziv that a person has from the fact that you have a guf with a neshama in it. Now, and that's why when a person, the loleinu who is nifta, the ziv of his face is gone. It goes from being a person to being a piece of meat. That's the mitzvah of Misa. So, Misa itself, it usually happens when the guf wears down and it's no longer capable of holding anything. So the guf itself wears down, it comes to an end or gets destroyed, and that's why nisparda chavila. So the nisparda chavila is not be'etzem ashter in Tzuras Adam, in Tzel Malakim. It's something which is, it just, there's nothing around over here. If a person doesn't have a pair of shoes, he can't walk outside because he doesn't have a pair of shoes. So b'meila, it's ke'ilu ha'hechtimtza for a person to exist in this world is lacking because the goof is gone. Let's talk what being malbnei chaver rab means. When a person gets embarrassed, what happens is that the neshama and the guf become nifrad be'etzim. It's like the, you know, sometimes people express an embarrassing moment. They say they wish the earth would have opened up and swallowed them up. The person feels he no longer can exist in this matzav. So because I perceive myself as being a person, a good person, a yasha person, whatever it is that I perceive about myself, and now it's been nifka, then my etzem mitzias as a yitzur in this world becomes nifka. The reason why the person loses his chiyus is because be'etzem, I don't feel I can exist long in this world having such such a strong stain on mitzvah malakim. So the person's leaving of the guf is not because the guf is not around, so I happen not to have a chetimtza. It's because the mitzias of a kesha between the guf and the nefesh becomes mufka from this person. It's something that strikes the ability for this guf to be saved a nefesh. It's not because the guf isn't strong enough to be saved the world. So a guf has a moshma dava daima. You have a car. So one part of the equation is the part of the car that seats people. So that you have chairs, the benches, they have to be comfortable, and so on. And then you have the part of the car that hits the road. So when a person's normal misa is the part of the car that hits the road is no longer usable. It's worn out. The outside is worn out. So let's say a tire. Tire has a punch in it. I can't use the tire. Masha'in can, if the inside becomes unusable. I'm not talking about the practical part. You can always replace the bench. But I'm saying it's mufka from having a person as a passenger. So a person's guf can wear out and not be, he can't carry neshama in this world because the guf is worn out. So that's Dak Shalom, that's Misa and so on. Or if what the guf or this particular mizug of a guf and neshama did something terrible, something shameful, then there's a hafkar that the chibur of guf and neshama is not shayach over here. And that's where it's chal. I want to just another kud a little bit on a tangent, but I think it's a very important tangent. Busha is an extraordinary midah. It says it's one of the three midahs of Klal Yisrael, the Baishanim. Rashi's Matir Yosel Pneichem Zu Abusha. Adam Arishan's first expression of some sentiment is Busha, from wearing the clothing, from not having clothing. Busha is an extraordinary core midah, and possibly from the fact that it's the first mentioned in the Torah, one could obviously say this is the most important midah. We speak of Yom Adin, we speak of Gehenim. If we try to give it more of a less physical translation, so physically we translate it as fire, but less physically we translate it as a busha of some sort. The busha is the pain that the guf feels when it is not living up to being the tzuris adam, when it's a balchai instead of an adam. So busha is actually a reflection of a person's sense that he's tzal malakim. That's why it's the only thing it says Hakol Fe'a Vayish Ramiz Bayish. The busha is measured with what kind of gavra we're dealing with. The busha of somebody who's a shikr and you know and so on is different than the busha of a person who consider himself an Adam Chashev. the or Aron Choshev means an upright, upstanding person, a good person. Akaponim. So B'meila, the Zemaral says that the mashal is that Sreifa is the biggest hechatimtza we have of something being totally destroyed, but even that only affects the guf. So yes, it's a total destruction, but it's only the car, not the passenger. Busha is something that's mafkia, the ability for this passenger to be shattered to this car, and that's why it's the strongest possible ritzicha.
Yes. Just a question.
Just one second. So let me move up my a little louder. I'll be able to hear it better. It was all the way low. Yes. What do you want to ask?
Strafe, even if you burn the body, but you can't separate out the body. There's a trauma that comes with that as well, right? If you burn someone, chas v'shalom, physically.
Yeah.
There's a trauma which comes with that burning too. That also affects the nefesh and the. It's not just you destroying the goof.
Sure, but it's a trauma that's physical. The difference between physical pain, I always tell people, you know, lo aleinu, the people who commit suicide. So let's leave out people that are depressed and it's a kind of, let's call it a mechanical issue. But people who, it's not people who suffer a lot. It's people who suffer is some humiliation. A person, let's take a case, put two cases together. You have millions of poor people who are penniless in the streets of America, and they live. They don't contemplate committing suicide. During the Depression, when people fell from being extremely wealthy to becoming penniless, many people all later committed suicide. What's the pshat? Alessio your shayla. Madach, the people who never had a nickel to their lives, don't think that they have to commit suicide. So somebody who at least 30 years of his life had it good, so why should commit suicide? The answer is that drive that they feel lomali chayim doesn't stem from the fact that he doesn't have what to eat. It stems from the fact that he went from being an important, significant person to a non-entity. So you see, people don't want to go on a loss of face in a very devastating way take away the reasons of people who are laying in depressed. Most other people, a person is about to get, you ask a person, Sila, the police are after him. They just about caught him now. The worst comes to us, they'll have jail, not in great circumstances, but it has a limit and so on. Yet a person will, you know, there will be people that will do it. The answer is there's something about changing the tzuras adam. It's something. If the person feels that he be'etzem has no metzias in this world, in a metzias bzuya, that's the difference. It's much deeper. I wish to no longer exist, rather than something else, and it'll most always come from an anguish of that type, where the person feels so he says, let's finish up here a minute. And that's why there's no chelkom haba, because it's a zelumase. It's the type of chiyus that is beyond the physical chiyus, and the adam is who took away somebody's life at that level in a chelkom haba. I want to add two or three, just kind of musaf words that I heard that I thought are just interesting. It's just a famous Gemara. I once heard in Slonim, there was a Yid, there was a brother of the Siva Shalom, the Weinberg, I don't know if we said him from whatever. He said that... It goes with a kash. I don't know if it's his. I just remember it. I remember the word. It says in the older Sfarim that the whole Maisa with Tom and Yehuda was a pchina of Aver Lishma. It was either Akash Baruch was Megalgalit or they did it to be Maimid Melech HaMashiach, v'chulu. Different explanations that it falls under that category, under the broad category of Aver Lishma. So the question is obvious. So once we're in the mode of doing Averis Lishma, why don't we embarrass him Lishma? You know, manifshach. This parasha has hateyim Averis Lishma. I mean, so why not? So he said vaystoyis that even when Averis Lishma is muta, but that's meron lemakom, not meron chavera. There are, even though today the Bedarch Chal, the Minig Oilum is to be Mataveres, Averes Ban Chaver Lishma. That's, I think, the Poik Vechazi, what's the my Alma, but Al Kaponim, it's a very nice word. Aver Lishma is good for Ram Lamaka, but Chaver is not Aver Lishma. Reb Chaim used to say, Reb Chaim is Chazal with Penina and Satan Shemayim, Niskav, and so on. There's another word the Baal Musa say, that noyach loy le'odom, it doesn't say, they ask the kasha, we don't find any place that, you know, pikuach nefesh, only three things are pikuach nefesh. So, you know, you could learn that this is like shvichas damim and so on, but tachlis, halacha lemaisa, you know, that's, it's not, we don't, it, this doesn't go into the halacha category of being the Baal Musa say, it doesn't say you're chayiv to do it. It says noach la'adam. When you take into account the gehenim, you get to this and for that, the easy of the two is to be burnt instead of this. That's the there's one more story. I'll finish with this story. There was a big person in Baranovich who, Rabbi Sol Yaakov Lubchansky, he was a son-in-law of the Altan of Arik. He ran the Vardik, Baranovich Yeshivat Gadol Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan considered him the tzaddik of Olam. Rebbe Chanan once got down at a chasna and kissed the hem of his garment. He was an extraordinary person, Rabbi Sol Yaakov. Chacham, a Baal Midas, a Baal Das, a tzaddik. He was an incredible person. Unfortunately, he was killed in the war. Left no family. So in the shul in Baranovich, there was an old shamish who was getting older and older. You know, he wasn't doing his job so well. People were grumbling. He was upset. He was losing it. He was not, you know, he was getting demented. Bekitza, for some reason, he decided he would come in at random hours to put up the heat, you know, to put the wood in the fire and so on, because he was mixed up. He didn't really know. Rabbi Sol Yaakov wanted to learn someplace quietly, whatever. He went to the shul, and he stood next to the oven to get to warm up, you know, and to was learning. The kids, the shamish was he suspected there were kids that were playing pranks, vandalizing, something along those lines. I don't remember details, but along those lines, he came in like at 2 o'clock in the morning to see who he would chap, and he sees somebody standing by the Torah, so he chapped the guy. He walks over and starts screaming, yelling at him, and he didn't turn around. He was standing facing. Kitsa, he started beating him up and pushed him into the oven and whacked him and walked out. He came back home. His kapota was singed, parts of his beard, parts of his hair. But he didn't turn around. And I said, why? And he said, I understand. So for sure, Gemara, that if it doesn't apply to this case, when would it apply? You know, if this person would see that he had beaten up Rabbi Sol Yaakov, he would be devastated. So he felt, you know, there were some people, I guess, that took these Gemaras to heart, and they, okay. Good. There's one more thing I think that I'd like to just, once with the topic of Busha, and I think it's underspoken about. Chazal amaflig the mile of somebody who doesn't have eres misbayish, the moichel loyin, so on, shawl. I'd like to explain a little bit the nekuda behind it. When a person's body is wired with nerves, and those nerves sense anything that has to do with the body. If it's too hot, I begin to feel very uncomfortable. I begin to feel thirsty. If it's too cold, I begin to shiver. If I see danger coming, I run, and so on. The body, if there's something that's not beseder in the body, there's a pain over there. The body is geared. The pain is there as a guide to something malfunctioning. It's sort of a control panel, and wherever something's not functioning, there's a sense of pain. That is what normal pain is. I understand very well that anything physical that is going to affect a person, there's some nerve that feels it. But let's say I see somebody in a dark night chasing after me. I see a suspicious looking guy. So my body reacts, I begin to sweat, I go white, I start running. Let's say I'm a ganef and I see a policeman coming. So I know that this could mean sitting in jail and so on, not comfortable, not good. I run away. Okay, so I hop that also. Let's say I don't see a policeman, but I see somebody that he will never, never be able to do anything to me physically for whatever reason. He's not going to, but I'm embarrassed. I feel a pain. I feel a very bad feeling. Why? What is that feeling of embarrassment? Or if nobody sees me, but I feel ashamed of myself, what's that feeling of embarrassment? What is it? It's my physical, and it has tremendous physiological consequences. I mean, a lie detector works on that. A lie detector works on the fact that the changes in the person's body will happen even if I don't show it. My heart's going to beat quicker. Am I going to sweat? Something's going to change my body. Why is it that my body can sense something that is ruchnistic and painful? The answer is in a chanami. The body is wired in a way that it can react to things that are not physical. So just like Moshmar Davadema, I can have a sensor in my house that's a smoke alarm, and if it sees smoke or fire, it goes off. That's something I can understand. There's also carbon monoxide alarm, which goes off when something I don't see is there in the air because it has a sensitivity to it. Somewhere in the person's cognizance, somewhere in the person's metzias, there's a chelik of his that's sensitive to ruchnis tekatzar. And a ruchnis tekatzar will affect the person physiologically. A person who's embarrassed, humiliated, because he did something wrong. He stole, he lied, he whatever it is. The person will be affected. So that means that's the chibur between the nefesh and the guf. There are people who will lie and the lie detector won't catch anything. And the answer is because those people are so dead that they don't, they have no, no shaykhis. You have, what people call a pathological liar. The person has no inner sense I lied. That the person can tell you the tallest tale without problems. I know somebody, a fine person, very fine person, nice person. He used to tell stories about his businesses that were amazing stories. No one had a reason to doubt, really, but it was strange. And finally, he got arrested. He would sell stuff under pretense that it had story X behind it. It was like antiquities. He wasn't even making much money on it, but it was all not true. It was all figments of his imagination, and it wasn't the pshat. Is he pulled in millions by that? Maybe he earned an extra $1,000 per because of the story that's behind it. But somebody got annoyed enough. They went to the police and then they arrested him. And Nabach sat a while, but there wasn't anything in the person. But it was strange. The person could just, it had no shaykhis what he was saying to his mitzias. It's a terrible thing. It's as if a person has no pain in endings. And again, the person was not a bad person in any sense of the word. If a person is embarrassed from an avera, and as much as he's embarrassed from an avera, it means there's still a sense his goof is still mechubah to the nefesh. Someone told me they worked in an office. Somebody went from a shiva setting to an office that was kind of a rough and tough office. And at some point, the person quit. And it was a good job. It was a job that was lucrative. And he said, in the beginning, I didn't understand the jokes. The next step was I understood the jokes and I would turn red. When I didn't get fazed by them, I realized that I have to leave. That was the way he described it. Because that means that his sensitivity has gone to it. A person's mizbayish on averis means at least his feelings are calibrated properly. This is right, this is wrong, this is terrible. This is something that there's no way I could stand it. So calls when a person has busha, there's still, it means his avarim are alive still. Once a person loses busha, then there's nothing. It's basically his guf is minutik from the shama. The chibur of the guf in the shama lies in busha. It lies in tainug ruchni also. But busha is a much stronger test of it. So if a person does things that he shouldn't be doing or doesn't do things he should be doing, and a person feels heavy about it, feels difficult about it, then it's something like Shaul, you know, it says that's where we learn it from. So as long as even though he justified himself, but there was an inner pain that he couldn't go and face the people and so on, then he was shaykh to redemption. Okay, two things. I have to go very soon. I have to push an appointment. I have to go, and this is probably going to be the last week for a while. It'll be too erratic of a schedule. I my assumption is until somewhere in mid Elul, I don't see being able to do the shir in a normal way. So, Bez Hashem, if whatever, if there's any changes or whatever happens, Yaakov is mimuna on the Luach Hazmanim. He'll let me know when it's regular, when it's not regular. He's very good at these things. So, okay. Good. Good.
Shabbos,
good Shabbos.
Shabbos, thank you.
Shabbos, bye.
Shabbos, thank you very much. Have a good summer.
Good Shabbos.